Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Eddie Bracken, and our special guest, that take-it-or-leave-it man, Harry Moore, with Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour. Right now, we find Dottie and Eddie in the beautiful dining room of the Beverly Hills Hotel, where Eddie has taken her for dinner.
That's corny music, but are you having a good time, Dottie?
Wonderful. I love dining and dancing here.
Oh, me too. I'm glad you do.
But are you sure this isn't going to be too expensive an evening for you?
Ah. After all, what kind of fellow would I be if I couldn't afford to take a girl like you out to a place like this once in a while and split the check?
Shall we dance again, Eddie?
Well, it's quite crowded. Why don't we go out on the balcony and get a little air?
Oh, yes, let's. Oh, what a beautiful night. Just look at that sky. There must be millions of stars.
Yeah. On a night like this, when I look at the hugeness of the sky, it makes me feel very small. Makes me feel tiny. Why, I feel this big.
Eddie, either stop looking at the sky or get yourself a pair of elevator shoes.
Dottie, how can you talk that way when I'm in such a sentimental mood? Why, look at that moon. Just think. It's been lighting up the night for lovers for millions of years.
I wonder what they'd do if the moon stopped shining.
The same thing they're doing now, but with flashlights. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of being a bachelor, Dottie, and, well, I've been wanting to ask you something for a long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of marrying me?
Marrying you?
Mm-hmm.
But, Eddie, I like you and all that, but I've never taken you seriously.
Oh, so that's it. Well, tell me, do you think of me as Bracken the Clown? Bracken the Jester? Bracken the Fool?
No, but keep going. You'll get to it soon.
All right, but I won't give up, Dottie.
I like your spirit, Eddie. But let's go inside. It's getting chilly out here.
Yeah, it sure is. Like a little more cream in your coffee, Dottie?
Thanks. Oh, Eddie, look who's over there.
Where?
At the second table. It's Gary Moore.
Oh.
And he's all alone.
Well, so what about it?
Well, I think we ought to ask him over. He's cute.
Cute? Well, look at his hair. Looks like a front lawn that ran out of Vigoro. And besides, I took you out to be, well, to be alone with you, Dottie.
Eddie, you're being childish. Besides, I think he saw us. I'm going to ask him over.
Well, all right, but look, I don't want him to spend the whole evening with that guy, so I tell you what. If he starts hanging around too long, well, I'll just say I have to get up early and go fishing, and we'll go.
Now, Eddie, please don't be rude to Gary.
Well, don't worry. I'll only say it if he hangs around too long.
Shh. He's coming over.
Well, hiya, Dottie.
Come on, Dottie. I gotta go fishing.
Eddie, stop. Gary Moore, hello.
Well, Dottie, you're looking wonderful.
Oh, you look great, Gary.
I hope you don't mind my barging in this way.
But don't be silly. We love having you, don't we, Eddie?
Gotta go fishing.
I heard your Take It or Leave It show for Eversharp Sunday. You were wonderful.
Oh, I heard your show last Thursday. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Gotta go fishing.
Oh, waiter.
Hey, yes, sir?
Would you get this fellow a hook and some worms? Now, Dottie.
Well, you see, Gary, I gotta go fishing tomorrow morning. You understand, don't I, Dottie?
Yes, Eddie has got to get up at 6.
I may get up at 5 after that.
You gotta get up at 6. Well, hey, it's getting late. You better run along. I'll take Dottie home, huh?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Wait, she's my date. I'm gonna take Dottie home.
But you got nothing to worry about, Eddie boy. I'll take her home and treat her the same way you would.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Besides, Dottie wants to get home early. She's tired. Aren't you, Dottie?
No.
You see that?
Hmm.
Now, why should you spoil Dottie's evening just because you have to get up early?
Well, maybe you're right. I tell you what, I'll sacrifice my sleep. I'll stay up.
Oh, perish forbid. No. You have to be fresh in the morning for fishing. After all, how would you feel if you were outsmarted by a smart smelt?
But,
Why, you'd be the laughing stock of the live bait boat. Have you ever been tittered at by a trout? Dottie, would you love to dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
Come on. See you later, Edward.
Me and my big mouth. Now I got myself into something I can't get out of.
Cigars, cigarettes. Cigars, any cigarettes?
No, thanks.
Cigars?
No, but wait a minute. There is something.
Oh, what is it there?
How would you like to go fishing?
Henry Russell, the orchestra, and the crew chiefs join me now in an enchanting song about an enchanted island in the South Pacific, Bally High.
Bally High may call you any night, any day. In your heart you'll hear it call you, come away, come away. Bally High will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams. In the streams, if you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me.
Bally High.
If you haven't tried the Seal Test flavor of the month, old-fashioned coconut ice cream,
then listen to what you're missing.
Famous Seal Test ice cream. Extra smooth, creamy rich, and chock full of crunchy bits of fresh, nut-sweet coconut.
And oh, Mr. Lang, that tropical tang.
The zingy tang of really fresh coconut. Seal Test old-fashioned coconut ice cream.
It is too good to miss. So why not do this?
Stop in at your nearby soda fountain with the red and white Seal Test symbol and...
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Next night, Eddie is at Dottie's house.
Well, it was your own fault. If you hadn't made up that story about getting up to go fishing, it wouldn't have ended that way.
Well, I don't care. I don't want that guy mooching in when I'm out on a date with you.
Now, Eddie, it's about time you got straight. I like you very much as a friend, but I'll see whoever I want when I want. After all, we're not engaged. Excuse me a minute. I'd better see who it is. Oh, Gary!
Oh, Donnie!
Oh, nuts.
I
thought you might be home, so I took a chance and came over. I'm glad you're alone.
Alone?
Haven't you gone fishing yet? They're waiting for you at Pismo Beach, boy. The Grunion are running.
I wish you were, too. Now, look here, Moore. When I'm seeing Dottie, I warn you to stay out of my way.
Oh, why don't you get your pail and shovel and go fill up Hollywood Bowl?
Now, look here, Fuzztop. If you think for one minute
please.
That I'm...
Gary is my guest, and I won't have you insulting him.
Thank you, Dottie. And I want you to know that I brought you something, too.
Oh, Gary, you shouldn't have.
Well, why not? I mean, after all, if Allie can buy things for Rita, I can buy things for you. As a matter of fact, I bought you the same thing that Allie bought Rita for a wedding present.
But Gary, he gave her a diamond as big as a belt buckle.
Well, just open the box.
Oh, Gary.
What is it?
A belt buckle.
Oh, it's really lovely. But I usually wear suspenders.
You should, but there's a... Shall we throw the strip away? There's a sport for you. I'm telling you, Dottie, this man
Quiet.
Here...
Quiet. Hello? Yes, this is Dottie. Oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm sure I can do it. I'm terribly excited about it. Thanks a million, Ray. Goodbye.
What is it, Dottie? What are you so excited about?
Oh, it's wonderful news. And I'm so glad you're here, Gary, because you can help me.
Huh? I haven't got any suspenders. What is it? What?
I'm going to go out and buy a pair.
What is it? What can I help you do?
Well, that was my agent, Ray Benson, who called, and he told me that a sponsor wants me to be quiz mistress of a new quiz show that starts next week.
Oh, well, Dottie, I'm your man. I'd be glad to help you.
Wonderful. I think you run a quiz show better than anyone else.
Oh, now, Dottie, wait a minute. Don't overlook me. You know, I could help you a lot.
Oh, is that so? I happen to know all the answers. I am a graduate of Vassar.
Vassar is a girl's school.
How do you think I learned all the answers?
Dottie, I'm telling you, I know more answers than this joker does, and I got more brains,
now,
too.
There must be some way to settle this, but I don't know how.
Open
wait
your
a
head.
Minute, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
You got an idea?
Uh-huh. I know how to settle it.
How?
When I do my first show next week, you and Gary can be on as two of the contestants.
Well, that's all right with me.
Me too, I'll murder the bum.
Are you kidding? Why, with my IQ...
Look, when I was 3 years old, I was 4 years old.
Oh, is that so? For your information, I'm one of the...
Yeah,
I could...
Well, you shouldn't...
And don't you... And
well...
And oh, your mother's... Your mother's...
Open the door, Richard. Yeah,
from one of 1949's brightest musical movies, The Barclays of Broadway, comes our next number. Henry Russell has whipped up an arrangement for tarlatan plaid and double B-flat kilt of my one and only Helen Fling. When I went a-dancing, no special lad I was encouraging. Every likely lassie was my Helen Fling. No glance was I glancing, well, nothing really worth the mentioning. Hoping, watching, waiting for the real, real thing. Though they spoke real soft in the moonlit off, nay, one would do. Till it came to pass to this lucky lass, in the fling I was flung with you. Oh, no. My heart is prancing, nothing about you I'd be altering. The years I'll wither in a hamer on the heather with my one and only Helen Fling.
Though I danced each girl in the twist and twirl, not one would do. And I went my way till the fatal day, in the fling I was flung with you.
Oh no, my heart is prancing, nothing about you I'd be altering. The years I'll weather in the hame or on the heather with my one and only Helen Fling.
Yeah.
Remember this, Dottie.
Go and get beneath the coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me. Better than the dreams you have in bed.
Yes, but listen to the seal test version. Go and get yourself a coconut ice cream. Why let coconuts fall on your head? You can have ice cream that's like a dream. Better take the dream that you can eat.
Seal test old-fashioned coconut is a dream of an ice cream, all right. But dreamy and smooth and rich with a fresh tropical tang that's a cinch to wake up your appetite. But why just dream about it? Stop at your Seal test soda fountain for the flavor of the month. Old-fashioned coconut ice cream and...
Get the best, get Seal test.
What kind of tonic do you have, Mr. Bracken?
Oh, anything at all, Joe. Makes no difference to me.
You know, Mr. Bracken, you don't seem your usual happy self. What's on your mind?
Oh, everything. Dottie Lamour is going to run a quiz show, and I'm going to be on it with Gary Moore. Well, I have to show him up, you know.
Well, have you thought of getting hold of the questions in advance?
Questions in advance?
Well, certainly. That way you could study the answers and get them all right.
But, Joe... Getting the questions in advance wouldn't be sporting. Wouldn't be honest. It would be cheating. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the face again. Where can I get them?
You go down to the pool room. Ask for Charlie the Fix. He'll do the rest.
He must be somewhere around. Excuse me. Hey, are you Charlie the Fix?
That is the name I am known to by my friends, yeah. When a citizen approaches Charlie the Fix, the odds are 7-5 that he is in trouble. I take it that you want my exploit guidance, eh?
No, I need your help.
You want maybe I should fracture the leg of a close friend, hmm?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No? You want perhaps a dear one wrapped in cement? Hmm?
I'm telling you, it's nothing like that.
Well, then speak up. Tell me what it is you want of me.
Well, I'm going to be on a quiz show. I was told you could get me the questions.
Do you mean that you want that I should get you the questions before the show is on the air?
That's right.
But that would be dishonest.
Oh, I hate to ask it of you, but, look, I'll be a flop on that quiz if I don't get a copy of the questions, you know.
Well, I'm willing to help you, but, you know, getting a copy of those questions, that might take a little time.
How long?
About half an hour.
Hey, excuse me. Are you Charlie the Fix?
You are not looking at Dean Acheson. I'm a busy man. Tell me what it is you want of me.
You know where I can buy a pair of hot suspenders? No, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, instead of that, I'm going to be on a quiz show, and I was told you could get me the questions.
Yeah? Who recommended you?
Joe the Barber. Why?
Because I am not in the habit of doing business with people who come right off the street.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think you can get me the questions?
Yeah, I believe that might be arranged.
Uh-huh. How much do I have to give you?
Oh, please. Leave us not talk about money.
But I feel I should do something to repay you for your trouble.
Well, all right. In that case, just make out a check to my favorite charity.
Oh, what's that?
Me.
In 1944, who were the three most important members of the provisional government in Korea? In 1944, the three most important members of the provisional government in...
What prize fight took place on July 8, 1889? On July 8, 1889, the heavyweight prize...
What is the height of the Himalaya Mountains? The Himalaya Mountains at their greatest height are...
Studio 91, Studio 92. Gee, CBS is big. Studio 12. This is it.
Hurry, Eddie. It's almost time to go on the air.
Oh, is that wise guy here yet?
Yes, Gary's here. We're ready to go on the air. Stand by. Take it, John.
The Whiz Quiz is on the air.
This is Dottie L'Amour, your Whiz Quiz mistress, bringing you the Whiz Quiz. This program is sponsored by Mother Mulligan's Marinated Meatballs. Mother Mulligan's Meatballs are the all-purpose meatballs. They come in three sizes, small, medium, and the large economy size, which come with two holes in them for those who like to bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, the Whiz Quiz is entirely unrehearsed and spontaneous. Our contestants for this evening are Gary Moore, who is usually the man who asks the questions, Eddie Bracken, star of stage, screen, and radio, and Master Sylvester H. Hilbert of P.S. 132, aged 7.
Hmm. 7 years old.
I'll murder the kid.
And now, before we begin the battle of the intellects, I would like the contestants to meet. Mr. Moore and Mr. Bracken, you've met. Now, I'd like you both to meet Master Hilbert.
Well, hello, Sonny.
Nice seeing you, Junior.
Greetings, gentlemen. I am overjoyed in making your acquaintance. And I'm indeed looking forward to competing with you on questions pertaining to astronomy, astrology, philosophy, psychology, and differential calculus.
Somebody slipped in a midget from Harvard.
Going into Gilbert and Sullivan any minute, you know.
Are you boys through? All right, now for the question. And remember, the first one with the answer, speak up. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, am I glad I know all the answers.
All right, now. Who was the 13th president of the United States?
The 13th president of the United States was...
Millard Fillmore was born in Cuyahoga County, New York, on January 7th, 1800. He entered politics and became president upon Zachary Taylor's death in 1850.
Right. That was excellent, wasn't it, gentlemen?
Who put in a call for Philip Morris? Yeah, phenomenal, yes.
He sure is a bright little one, isn't he?
Now for the second question. What are the limitations set forth in Article 8 of the Charter of the United Nations?
Stand back.
No, you stand back. This one's mine.
The United Nations shall place no restrictions on the eligibility of men and women to participate in any capacity and under conditions of equality in its principal and subsidiary organs.
Right. He beat you again, didn't he, gentlemen?
Didn't he, though?
Yes, congratulations, Sylvester. Bless your little IQ.
And now for the third question.
Remember, Sylvester easy does it, kid. Huh?
Yeah, let's not be too bright this time.
Tell me now, what heavyweight prize fight took place on July 8th in 1889?
A little bit before your time, son.
Yeah, it was the fight between...
John L. Sullivan and Jake Kilrain in Richburg, Mississippi.
Hmm.
And I might add, it went 75 rounds. It was the last bare-knuckle fight in history.
I wish I were dead.
I vanquished you again, didn't I, gentlemen?
Yes, by jollies, you did, you little... Get this kid alone, I'd strangle him with L'Amour suspenders. Where are they?
And now for the question, which is not about suspenders. On what date was the signing of the treaty between...
And those three men, King Koo, Dr. Kuze Kim, and General Yaxing Kim, formed the provisional government in Korea in 1944.
Absolutely correct.
Well, I couldn't pronounce that anyway.
At this point, folks, the score stands 14 questions answered by Master Sylvester Hilbert. None for Mr. Moore, none for Mr. Bracken.
Hmm.
Now for the last question. We're a little rushed for time, so please hurry. Tell me, what is the height of the Himalaya Mountain?
Oh, this is my meat.
I'm in business.
Oh, I was sure I knew. Heavens to Betsy. I do not know the answer.
Well, then may I suggest you step aside and keep your fat little mouth shut?
The Himalayan Mountains at their highest point.
Sorry, time is up. And remember, Mother Mulligan's meatballs are
30,000 feet high.
And Mother Mulligan's meatballs are delicious, covered with
ice, snow, and sleet.
And when you buy Mother Mulligan's meatballs, Well, I must say you boys did mighty well.
Well, that was a fine contestant you sprung on us that time.
That kid was a dehydrated Albert Einstein.
Now, where did you get him, anyway?
Well, his father brought him to me and asked me to put the kid on the show.
Well, who was his father?
I don't know, but he had the strangest nickname.
Now, well, what was it?
Charlie the Fix.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've been robbed. I'll fix that.
And that, as we say in radio, is that. For next week, we've signed another guest star whose name is going to be in bright lights on our theater marquee. We'll let you in on the news in just a minute. Right now, another gentleman steps on stage to fill that minute with some pertinent remarks about our sponsor's products.
It was on his second trip to America in 1495 that Columbus brought over America's first dairy cows. And since then, dairy products have become increasingly more important on our dining tables. Today, 7 out of 10 housewives say that milk is the most important single food they use in keeping their families properly nourished. Milk, nature's most nearly perfect food, contains so many of the things needed for health and growth. At National Dairy Laboratories, our scientists and technicians are searching constantly for ways to provide more high-quality dairy products and at the lowest possible cost. Laboratory work includes basic studies in the field of nutrition, experiments to find new ways to utilize the high food value in milk. Much of this laboratory work is now done at the new research center at Oakdale, New York, which includes 41 fully equipped laboratories and was completed last year. Continued research year after year means new and improved products, tastier and more nourishing dairy foods. National dairy products that are the best. And now here again is your Mistress of Ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Next Thursday, Seal Test Variety Theater is playing host to the biggest boogeyman in the business and one of the very nicest, Boris Karloff. To our guest star tonight, Gary Moore, our sincere thanks. Gary, your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Eddie, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, Dottie. This Sunday at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles, the first series of baseball games to be played all over the country takes place. Dozens of your favorite movie stars will be there in person, and the teams will be Bob Hope's comedians against Victor Mature's tragedians. And the proceeds will go to the City of Hope, a free nonsectarian medical center for tuberculosis and heart disease victims of every state in the union. I hope to see a lot of you folks at Wrigley Field on Sunday.
Thanks, Eddie, for plugging another fine cause. And now, folks, for Eddie Bracken, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us next Thursday at the same hour. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday evening when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guest, Boris Karloff. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.